Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Big Roads by Earl Swift is a narrative history of how the United States built the superhighways that reshaped everyday life. Rather than treating interstates as inevitable, Swift follows the engineers, planners, politicians, and advocates who argued over standards, funding, and routes while trying to solve an enormous practical puzzle: how to move people and goods faster, farther, and more safely. The book connects early road boosters and landmark experiments in limited access highways to the nationwide interstate program that accelerated after World War II. Along the way, it shows how technical choices about pavement, grades, clover lease, and signage became social choices that influenced where businesses grew, which towns thrived, and which neighborhoods were cut through. Written as a sweeping story grounded in personalities and turning points, the book offers both the romance of big infrastructure and a clear-eyed look at its costs and trade-offs in American communities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from mud tracks to a national highway vision, a central theme is how America moved from fragmented local roads to the idea that long-distance travel required coordinated national planning. Swift traces the early pressure for better roads from farmers, cyclists, and motorists, and how the Good Roads movement helped make road building a matter of public policy rather than scattered local upkeep. The book emphasizes that the interstate did not appear fully formed in the 1950s. It grew out of decades of experimentation with surface quality, bridge building, and traffic management. Early highway promoters, state highway departments, and federal agencies gradually learned that consistent standards mattered, especially when traffic crossed state lines. This topic highlights the mix of idealism and pragmatism behind the push for modern roads, economic development, mail delivery, military mobility, and the desire to bind a large country together. It also shows the political reality that infrastructure must be sold to the public, financed through taxes and bonds, and justified through promised benefits. The story sets up the interstate as a culmination of earlier ambitions, technological advances, and institutional learning rather than a single sudden invention. Secondly, engineering the controlled access highway. Swift gives significant attention to the engineering principles that made superhighways different from earlier routes. Controlled access design, grade separation, limited intersections, and standardized signage were not mere technical details. They were safety systems intended to manage speed and volume. The book explores how engineers debated lane widths, shoulder design, curves, medians, and the economics of building for future traffic growth. It also shows how innovations such as cloverleaf interchanges and divided highways emerged through trial, error, and adaptation to local terrain. Another key element is the insistence on uniformity. A driver should encounter the same basic road logic across states, which required federal guidelines and compliance. Swift portrays engineers as both problem solvers and persuaders, who had to translate their calculations into arguments that legislators and voters would accept. This topic underscores that the interstate was built as a high-reliability system, balancing speed, safety, and cost. It also foreshadows a recurring tension: building to the highest standards often meant greater land acquisition, more disruption, and larger budgets. Thirdly, the politics of funding, federal power, and momentum. The creation of the interstate system was as much a political achievement as an engineering one. Swift describes how federal involvement expanded over time, moving from limited aid to a massive partnership in which Washington provided funding, standards, and direction, while states handled construction. This topic focuses on the coalition building required to sustain a multi-decade program, lawmakers seeking jobs and growth, business interests wanting reliable freight routes, and national security advocates pointing to strategic mobility. The book illustrates how the promise of a connected national network helped overcome resistance to federal taxation and large expenditures, especially when benefits could be framed as universal. Yet it also shows the bargaining and compromise behind route selection, cost sharing, and schedules. Funding mechanisms, including dedicated revenue streams tied to road use, gave the project stability and helped create a sense of inevitability once construction began. Swift conveys how big roads gain momentum as segments open, drivers and businesses adapt, which then increases demand for completion. The political story reveals why interstates spread quickly, why some corridors took priority, and how institutional incentives shaped what got built and what did not. Fourthly, remaking cities, suburbs, and small towns, the interstate system did more than speed up travel. It reorganized American geography. Swift examines how highway routing and interchanges influenced where retail clustered, where factories shipped, and where families chose to live. In many regions, superhighways enabled suburban expansion by making longer commutes practical, while downtowns faced new competition from edge locations near exits. The book also highlights the uneven impacts on communities. Some small towns prospered by gaining access, while others were bypassed and saw traffic-based commerce decline. Within cities, the decisions about where to place elevated roads, trenches, and ramps could split neighborhoods, reduce property values, and accelerate displacement. This topic treats these outcomes as linked to earlier choices about speed and efficiency. The most direct routes often cut through dense areas. Swift places these changes in historical context, showing how leaders often viewed highways as tools for modernization, congestion relief, and economic renewal, even when the social costs were high. By connecting infrastructure to daily life, the book encourages readers to see road networks as powerful drivers of opportunity and inequality. Lastly, safety, mobility, and the legacy of the interstate era, Swift frames the superhighway project as a transformative public works effort whose legacy is still being negotiated. On one hand, interstates reduced travel times, improved long-distance logistics, and supported a national consumer economy. Limited access design also aimed to reduce certain types of collisions compared with older two-lane routes and dangerous at-grade intersections. On the other hand, the book points to consequences that became clearer over time: induced driving, dependence on automobiles, and the environmental footprint of sprawling development patterns. This topic also considers how maintenance and expansion became long-term obligations, with aging bridges, resurfacing needs, and debates about whether to widen, rebuild, or rethink corridors. Swift's narrative suggests that the interstate is both a triumph of coordinated engineering and a lesson in unintended effects. The legacy discussion invites readers to connect past decision-making with current questions about transportation policy, land use, and resilience. By showing how previous generations justified big road building, the book equips readers to evaluate modern infrastructure proposals with a sharper understanding of trade-offs, stakeholders, and the long horizon of consequences. In conclusion, this book is well-suited to readers who enjoy narrative history, transportation and infrastructure enthusiasts, students of urban planning, and anyone curious about how a massive public project gets imagined and executed. It also works for general readers because it tells the interstate story through people, conflicts, and turning points rather than through technical detail alone. The practical benefit is perspective. Once you see highways as designed systems shaped by incentives and political choices, everyday travel looks different. You begin to notice why some places thrive near interchanges, why certain neighborhoods were divided, and why maintenance debates are so difficult. That awareness can inform how you vote, how you evaluate local development proposals, and how you think about mobility in your own life. Compared with many books that focus narrowly on one era, one city, or pure policy, The Big Road stands out by blending biography, engineering, and social consequences into one coherent arc. It offers both admiration for the builders and a candid accounting of the costs, giving it more balance and storytelling drive than typical infrastructure surveys, and making it a strong purchase for readers who want the full American superhighway story. If you would like to support Earl Swift, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.